Welcome back to The Takeaway. Todd Zwillick with you, filling in for John Hockenberry today. Well, finally in the show today, we return to a subject that's been talked about all week, the state of the financial world 5 years after this.
What in the world is happening on Wall Street? Let's talk about the speed with which we are watching this market deteriorate.
We're red everywhere, essentially.
We're down over 16%.
The stock market is now down 21%.
Because we're now down 43%.
The Dow traders are standing there watching in amazement, and I don't blame them.
A lot of their customers are freaked out, waiting to see how low the Dow will go.
Cicero was right. We're in the last days of this country surviving.
5 years after the global financial meltdown, you've been discussing problems that are seemingly endemic to the world of high finance. It also led us to Jenny Clark, Wall Street's first female trader. But as you might have heard on the program yesterday, she wasn't initially treated like a trailblazer. She was treated like the butt of a joke.
When I graduated from my training class, they got a gold watch. I got a rabbit to go get pregnant. So it was a culture that they thought, okay, I'm a token, but just stand there, look nice, and then leave. Well, my rabbit didn't die.
That's Jenny Clark reflecting on her Wall Street experience in the 70s on this program yesterday. Today, the picture is different, but the industry still struggles to promote women to the boardroom and continues to have a problem holding on to some of its most talented female directors. So what's being done to address that? And is there any reason to suggest that things are, in fact, changing for the better? Rachel Sklar is co-founder of Change the Ratio and The List. These are two organizations which seek to increase the visibility and opportunity for women in the fields that need them. Molly Jaro is co-founder and executive director of 2020 Women on Boards, which seeks to change the makeup of Fortune 1000 boards from few or no women to 20% by the year 2020. Welcome to you both.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks, Todd. Hi.
Hi. Rachel, let me start with you. We had Jenny Clark on yesterday, an article in The Atlantic basically saying that Wall Street recruits lots and lots of women. Overall, the industry is more than half women, of course. But you go up this pyramid to managers, to executives, to board members, and to CEOs. And by the time you reach the CEO level on Wall Street, the number of women is exactly zero. This is the state of affairs. What's your first step to change this?
I mean, it's a big job, right? So the change ratio started based on the principles of visibility, begetting access, begetting opportunity, being that the very first thing that you can change is highlighting women who are doing amazing things and who are succeeding. And a lot of times in these industries, men get the focus and men refer other men and men step up. And I mean, and so that's like the very first thing is that people don't think of women. And this is just across the board generally. And in this industry specifically, you know, Andrew Ross Sorkin had an article in the New York Times a few weeks ago that lauded the virtues of nepotism and hiring people who are well connected. It was basically, a proponent of the old boys club. And that is what still rules. And Muriel Siebert, who was the first woman to have a seat on the New York Stock Exchange, had said that and fought for that, against that rather, in her whole career. And so what I seek to do is to essentially to bring women together to replicate the old boys club for women so that women refer each other and promote each other. But it's not going to happen alone. And I think that there's still, you know, it requires proactive steps on the part of people who not only make the decisions about recruiting at the beginning and pat themselves on the back for having a nice diverse incoming class, but make the decisions about promoting as well as, you know, who gets invited to private dinners.
Rachel Sklar, you say the issue really is networking. And Margot Eprecht wrote an article in The Atlantic, and we had her on the show yesterday. She basically said part of the problem is that women do great on Wall Street when the meritocracy rules. They make money like everybody else. Managers love it. In downturns, when times are bad, like the last 5 years, it becomes about networking. It becomes about politicking. And that's where women lose out.
I think that meritocracy is a word that people like to throw around basically to shore up the decisions that they've already made because, you know, it then puts the onus on people who are quote unquote complaining to say, well, that person didn't deserve to get their permission, their position, or didn't deserve to rise. But the fact remains that something has to explain the abhorrent ratios in these industries, and it's not just that based on meritocracy. And I think that the ability to make these huge returns also has to do with who you have access to in terms of your clients and who you have access to in terms of your mentors.
All right, let me turn to Molly Jarrow, if I can, at this point. Molly, your organization is 2020 Women on Boards, 20% by the year 2020. Why are the boards the most important part of this to you? Why is it more important to have more females sitting on these boards?
We think it's important. Well, for one thing, one of the points that was made in your show yesterday was the one thing that matters to Wall Street is making money.
Right.
And one of the things that we've seen in a growing body of research is that the boards that have women on them are more profitable. Catalyst showed this in 2011. And last year in 2012, Credit Suisse did a huge study of over 2,000 companies that showed that the companies that had women on their boards, even one woman, those companies had better performance. So we think that these boards that would have women lead by example, we think that boards that have women speak to a changing corporate culture where women in the lower echelons of management feel a little bit more comfortable. So we think it's really important to see women on these boards.
You know, you have data, Molly Jarrow, and I don't work in Wall Street, but it seems to me, and we talked about this dynamic yesterday on the show, nothing succeeds like success on Wall Street. And if boards and CEOs knew that exact stat, more women, you make more money, the data show it, it seems like argument finished to me. Case closed.
Well, you would think so. It's a very slow process. We think what boards struggle with and what CEOs struggle with is, frankly, a little bit of apathy and a little bit of, well, it's what we do and I'm comfortable doing it. We hear all the time, gee, we'd really like to add women. We really want to do it. We don't know any. And, if we don't know them, they can call us because we can help introduce them.
Molly Jarrow, before we let you go, how about a little naming and shaming for 2020? Name some companies, that have ratios, as Rachel Sklar would say, that are too low.
Well, we do an annual, we do a monthly challenge to our thousands of supporters, and we identify a company with women, 20% or more, and one with and a company that doesn't have it, and we try to stick to the same sector. And last month, we identified Cracker Barrel with a W company and the Cheesecake Factory with a Z. This is all public information. Mm-hmm. It's not something that we're calling out that people don't know. It's accessible. It's just hard to find.
Cracker Barrel along the side of the road, Cheesecake Factory in your mall. Molly Jarrow and 2020 Women is on top of the mall, 2020 Women on Boards. Molly, thank you. Also, Rachel Sklar, co-founder of Change the Ratio and The List. Thank you both for joining us.
Thank you.
Thanks for having me.